We now turn to Colorado, a state changed forever from ruthless mountain floods as the mountains absorb torrential rains in 15 counties across the state. Larimer and Boulder counties have so far been the hardest hit. Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith spoke to reporters on Sunday.
Rivers developed out of nowhere. I mean, we're talking things that were 8-10 feet deep, cuts through mountainsides. There's the potential that people got caught up where it felt safe. It was always safe. They may have lived here 20 years, and in no rainstorm have they ever seen water come down.
4 additional inches of rain were recorded on Sunday, grounding military helicopters crucial to the relief effort. The state has reported 6 fatalities. This morning, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper told NBC's Today Show he expects there will be more. And that's because the Colorado Office of Emergency Management has estimated that more than 1,200 people are unaccounted for, as many remain trapped or unable to get in touch with friends and family. That number is expected to drop as some displaced residents are able to contact officials over the next 24 hours. But more rain is forecast for today. Joining us now is Kirk Mitchell, reporter for the Denver Post. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, John.
So this is terrible. Boulder will never look the same as a result of all this. Where do things stand?
There have been the biggest effort today is to try to reach all the 1,200 plus people that still are unaccounted for. They could be in remote cabins or homes in the mountains, and the roads are washed out, so it's nearly impossible to reach them. And yesterday the helicopters were grounded, so today, in the right circumstances, they're hoping to get up in the mountains and check addresses to see if everybody is okay.
Remind us how this kind of a flood catastrophe is so different from the floods in a sort of flat river zone like the Red River or the Mississippi River.
Well, you have the mountains collect all the rain, and they funnel it to channels or canyons, and so there's a lot of area where the rain falls, but when it channels down these canyons, it roars. It could be like a tiny little creek that just trickles, and all of a sudden it's a river. And in many cases, the rivers have jumped their banks, and they've formed new channels. And they've gouged the rock, and they pick up huge pine trees and boulders, and it comes shooting down the mountain. These are very steep mountains, very rugged around Boulder, and normally it's great to have a house right beside a pretty little stream, but then when they become rivers, they'll take those homes and just demolish them. And one tragedy that we learned about yesterday was an 80-year-old woman. She was injured, and she was calling for help, calling family. And before they could reach her, the house was just simply gone. She was swept down the river, is what people believe, and they haven't found her yet. So what the governor was referring to when, you know, they're searching, trying to find people that are 1,200 people that are on that unaccounted for list, and today they're also focused on rebuilding roads, or at least clearing them so that emergency vehicles can reach towns like Jamestown, where there was another fatality. Home was just crushed by boulders and logs that came streaming down one of these river creeks that turned into a river.
And the irony is, of course, that any infrastructure that's created for drainage sometimes turns out to be a problem because you can't really predict how the rivers and all this rainwater and runoff is going to actually go. It may go in completely different directions than is predicted. Kirk Mitchell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kirk Mitchell is a reporter for the Denver Post, author of The Spin Doctor, reporting on the historic flooding taking place in 15 counties in Colorado.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention. Dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.